Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
He's the head signal caller in Fayetteville.
Jefferson keeps it himself and gets in. How about KJ?
On campus, he's known as QB1.
KJ Jefferson airborne it in. How about it, Superman? Welcome back home.
And now, he's breaking down the defenses on the Buzz.
Jefferson downfield again, and he does it again. To the 1 yard line, Traylon Burks putting on a show.
It's now time to join Razorback quarterback KJ Jefferson for this week's edition of QB Clinic, brought to you by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank, banking with you in mind. Member FDIC.
KJ Jefferson, are you there?
Yes, sir.
did we wake you up today, KJ?
No. Y'all good.
Okay. Listen, man, we only have you for a few minutes. We just wanted to say congratulations, and we really have enjoyed having you on the show this year, thanks to Centennial Bank. And how has the week been so far down here in Tampa for you?
It's been good, man. I'm enjoying the weather. First time at a bowl, so soaking all that in, making a lot of memories here, so I can just take my family back home, all the stuff that I got to do in Tampa, so really enjoying everything about it.
When you go back, when you look at back at the beginning of the year, you were a question mark by a lot of fans, and, you know, the quarterback position after losing Franks last year. In your mind, did you have a goal set, or did you have a vision that you would end up on a New Year's Day bowl game with a chance to win 9 football games?
I mean, I did it. I just wanted to go out there and just showcase my talent and then just have a great season, make sure the seniors go out with a blast, make sure they have a good season that they can reflect on, have a story to tell at the end of the year. So that was just the main thing on my mind, just making sure I go out there, showcase my talent, and have fun this year and just embrace all of it.
You have an interesting challenge. You face a Penn State defense that was ranked nationally throughout the year as one of the better defenses in the Big Ten in the country, and now you got 5 of their starters that are out. So how are you guys sort of approaching that? Does it make any difference who their personnel is? You guys just going to go out and do what you normally do?
It does make a difference with those guys being out. Knowing that Penn State is a premier football program, but they also have athletes that can come in and fill those spaces that those guys left. So, for us, we still have the same goal, just being aggressive and starting fast. But we also know that those guys also have athletes on their side of the ball. So we just want to focus on ourselves and then just play ball.
I think I forget who it was. I think I heard one of you guys on offense say that, you know, talked about setting the outback rushing record, which is 400 yards. I think Penn State knows you guys are going to do that. I don't know if you heard James Franklin, KJ. He said, we expect to see that big quarterback for Arkansas, KJ Jefferson, run the ball. So I think everybody sort of perceives that's what you're going to do. And that has been your bread and butter this week. Is that a foretelling of what's going to happen, or you think there might be a few wrinkles coming up Saturday?
I feel a few wrinkles coming up. I don't just want to tell everybody what's going on right now. But I mean,
it might be a few wrinkles there. Yeah.
It's going to be a little few wrinkles. And they might seem to take off quite a bit. But, we'll just see when the game comes.
Well, we have to ask, you're coming back next year, and you could obviously play another year if you wanted to. But for guys like Grant Morgan, who have been through so much, KJ, and a lot of it not good, with the program when it was down, how cool is it for them to go out with a chance to win 9 wins, and what a great representative he is for the state of Arkansas on the Razorbacks?
It's extremely just for those seniors, and Grant Morgan coming back another year just to finish strong with us, and just the leadership that he brings and the maturity level that he brings, and just also bringing those young guys along with him and growing and maturing them in some areas that they need to grow and mature in. So having a guy like Grant on our team, or one of the guys that's the face of the program, and people look to him on and off the field. So I just want to, as me being the quarterback on the opposite side of Grant, I just want to be able to just go out there and have fun, and then just also try to bring the dub back and just celebrate with him, just because he's been through so much from the 2 and 10 years, and different culture changes and stuff like this. So without it just being built up, I just want him to just embrace it all and just go out there and have fun. And this is his last game in the Razorback uniform.
Yeah, the other thing, you're playing for another trophy.
I was going to say another trophy game.
Yeah, so we got, what, three?
Three and oh?
3-0 in trophy games. How cool was it taking the pictures with all the trophies the other day? A little bit different than what most teams do, but Coach Pittman's obviously embraced the whole trophy angle.
I mean, it was extremely, I loved it because, I mean, we've done something that haven't been done at the University of Arkansas in a long time, just won the other adult trophy. So being able to take a picture and embrace that moment forever and have a story to tell and show people, our families, and when we get older, show our kids that, hey, we did this at the University of Arkansas this year, and this is what we accomplished. So just having that and taking that picture means more than anything.
Well, okay, you got the game going and all that's happening. What's the most fun you've had on your trip down here?
I would say the Busch Gardens, the amusement park too. I said that was probably about the funnest thing that we've done here so far.
Nice. KJ, Justin Moore here. First of all, as a Razorback fan, lifelong Razorback fan, thank you
for a great year.
For coming here, first and foremost, from the great state of Mississippi, and congratulations on, man, just an awesome season, your first as a starter. We were talking about maybe the potential of there being a couple of wrinkles for this game. I'm just curious what Coach Briles has meant to you and your development as a quarterback, and how fun it is to play in his offense.
I mean, it's extremely fun because, I mean, basically, he puts everything into my hands. So, I mean, what I see out there, I go and tell him, like, hey, I see this, and he'll make an adjustment off of what I see. So, just being able to have a guy like that that's always in my corner, on that, I can feel, great guy. And just he always just want me to be confident, always set me up for success, no matter what the situation is. So, just having a guy like that in my corner, and also for him to be my coach, it means a screaming advantage.
Yeah, well, again, congrats on a great year, and as a Hog fan, woo pig, and appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank y'all. I want to thank all y'all at the Buzz. I really enjoy talking to you guys. Being able to talk about game plans and just reflect on the year that I've had so far, and I just want to thank all y'all for that and continue back as well.
Awesome. Perfectly said, KJ. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, we look forward to doing it again next year, KJ.
Yeah, beat those Nittany Lions
go
tomorrow,
get
KJ. Thank you, buddy.
Go Hogs.
Appreciate it, man. Go Hogs.
Yes, sir.